This is Hash It Out with Jane
is a podcast that supports independent thought, personal responsibility, and social consciousness. This special episode of Hash It Out with Jane is a recording of a speech I delivered today to the Ohio Rights Group at an event in Jackson County, Ohio. Please leave questions, comments, any feedback is greatly appreciated. Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for taking it upon yourself to become more educated about the many medicinal uses of cannabis. My name is Jane Hash, and I am a certified natural health professional, specializing in the use of Western medicinal plants. I am also one of over 1,000 Ohioans who have a rare connective tissue disorder known as osteogenesis imperfecta. Many with this diagnosis, including myself, are small-statured and have very fragile bones that can fracture at the slightest touch. The bones are not the only part of the body that are affected, though. Some have heart and lung abnormalities, along with compromised immune systems. The treatment used to manage osteogenesis imperfecta includes the use of a family of drugs known as biophosphonates. Bones are naturally in a constant state of regeneration. Old bone is broken down and assimilated into the body, while new bone takes its place. However, biophosphonates interrupt this natural cycle and prevents old bone particles from breaking down. This temporarily reduces bone fractures by increasing bone density. Although, after long-term use, the bones will continue to be fragile and fracture easily because of the rigidity caused by an overgrowth of bone. Side effects may also include inflammation of the esophagus, coronary artery disease, and heart failure. There is a less dangerous alternative possibility that needs to be explored further, such as cannabis. This historically used medicinal plant that has never killed or caused anyone bodily harm has shown promising results in strengthening bones during a study led by Professor Itai Bob at Hebrew University. Furthermore, under the supervision of Dr. William Courtney of the Cannabis International Foundation, several connective tissue disorder patients are experiencing phenomenal results from juicing fresh, raw cannabis. When administered in this fashion, the patient does not get high. This is not about getting high. This is about providing medication that has no life-threatening side effects for those who are dealing with debilitating health conditions. One of the most common issues naturopathic doctors here in the United States use to prescribe cannabis for is pain. People with osteogenesis imperfecta have different degrees of pain throughout their lives. We are often prescribed a variety of Schedule II drugs for pain management. These narcotics come with a lengthy list of horrific side effects, including death. After enduring over 200 fractures, I can tell you firsthand that the pain caused by a broken bone is not something that you ever get used to. My 150th fracture hurt just as bad as my 50th fracture. A huge factor as to why I'm not joining you in person today is because of the freezing temperatures we have had here in Ohio. The pain I experience in the winter can be so debilitating that I have only left my house about 3 or 4 times since Thanksgiving. When I go out into the cold, I can feel many of the 200-plus fractures I've had in the past, as if my bones are freshly broken. Twice I tried prescribed painkillers, and both times my heartbeat slowed so dramatically that the medical professionals who were overseeing my care feared I was going into cardiac arrest. I will never take those drugs again. I will also never partake in biophosphonate therapy. The permanency of the potential risks far outweighs the temporary benefits. Cannabis is a completely benign and natural plant medicine. It has never killed anyone. Please sign these petitions and vote yes on the Ohio Cannabis Rights Amendment when we get it on the ballot, and give me and other Ohioans the option to use this medicine to ease our pain and improve the quality of our lives. Denying us this option is nothing short of inhumane. Thank you. For more information about topics and people discussed in this episode, visit my blog at hashitoutwithjoni.blogspot.com. If you have any comments, questions, or you just want to tell me how amazing I am, send me an email at hashitoutwithjoni@gmail.com.